friends, and welcome to my treehouse. My name is Miss Adventure, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. You can grab a hold of the rope ladder and climb on up to join me. Watch your step and grab a cushion to sit on. Here at Miss Adventure's Treehouse, I love having fun, being silly, sharing stories, making new friends, and in the process, learning what makes Jesus so special and what makes us so special to Him. Have you been waiting with bated breath to find out what happens with Trevor, Marty, and Annie?
Bated breath? Is my breath bad enough we can catch fish with it? I thought I brushed this morning.
No, it's a saying, Marty. Bated is short for abated, which means lessened. So it basically means, have you been so excited that you've been holding your breath?
Oh, okay. I'm glad my breath isn't too bad. And I already know what's going to happen, but I am excited for our friends to hear the rest of the story.
Good. Me too. Before that, though, Marty, would you mind answering a question from my friend Ethan?
It would be my pleasure.
Great. Take it away, Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm from Montana. And Marty, how are you going to do a swimming pool in your house?
Ask Miss Adventure, Ethan. She's the one who gave me the idea. Just kidding. Really, lots of digging. Lots and lots. It's a good thing mole rats are good diggers. I had lots of help from my mole rat family. So much so that it only took us 2 days to finish the whole thing.
I don't think Ethan was questioning your digging skills. I think he was more interested in how exactly you got the water in there, in your burrow underground.
Ah, I guess you've been to the desert before, Ethan, and know that water is a little scarce. So we couldn't just, you know, get water very easily. So we went to the grocery store and bought human-sized bottles of sparkling water. Have you ever swam in carbonated water, Ethan, or Miss Adventure?
No, I can't say I have. I can only imagine what it feels like to swim in bubbly water, though.
Sort of like a hot tub from what I hear, except not hot. It's fantastic. But now all the bubbles are gone and it's just water. Next time we need to fill it up, I'm getting the flavored kind.
Oh, Marty, you're such a mess. On that note, let's change the subject. I want to thank my friends who have sent me their artwork this month. Thank you, Penny, Aaron, Aruna, Daphne, and Anna, for your lovely artwork. I loved seeing all of your beautiful pictures. And thank you to so many of you, including Ethan, for sending me your questions for our story characters. Also, thank you to all of you who have shared the podcast with your friends. And thank you, God, for what you've done to grow this community of story lovers for your glory. Now, where were we in our story when we left off? Marty and Annie met Mr. Lion, and he sent them on a mission in a battle video game to save a turtle named Trevor. He promised to be with them and to guide them, but not physically, instead through his voice inside of them. At the end of our last episode, Trevor was not interested in leaving his comfort zone, the shell he had been playing solitaire in for 20 years or more. He told Marty and Annie to come back the next day, and that if he had won his game, which he had never won before, maybe he would hear them out. Since then, Marty and Annie got a good night's sleep, and we'll jump back into the story there. This is Marty and Annie following Mr. Lion, Part 2.
Annie! Wake up! Wake up! I know what we need to do!
Marty was never this excited in the mornings.
Oh? That's exciting! What's the plan? We have to go back to Trevor. He actually won that crazy game. Mr. Lion said to talk with him and...
What, Marty? What else did you hear him say?
Well, it's kind of strange and sort of gross. I don't get it.
What? Tell me already.
He said we need to eat seaweed.
Really? How in the world will that help Trevor to realize he needs Mr. Lion?
I don't know.
It sounds like you just had a bad dream, and seaweed sounds disgusting.
I know, it does. But I really feel like it's what he wants us to do, Annie. You know, just like you knew he wanted us to follow him with that big roar when we were playing tag at home. How was that just yesterday? That seems like forever ago.
It sure does. And if you know it was him, well, I'll do it. Even if it is gross.
Okay then, let's go.
Marty, he's still there. The two friends quickly made their way down the hill to Trevor's home.
You thought he would have moved today after being there more than 20 years?
Maybe to get away from us. Annie had to laugh.
Hey, Trevor.
Marty yelled, excited to have direction from Mr. Lion. Trevor's head shot out of the hole in his shell at an unturtle-like pace.
Naked rat! Birdie! Guess what?
The friends gave a sideways glance at one another with a twinkle in their eye.
I won! 20 years in the making, and I finally won!
Annie gave a half smile in Trevor's direction, wishing his news was something more life-changing.
That's great, Trevor. Congrats. Now will you listen to us about this battle going on and Mr. Lion?
I don't know. I really don't need help, especially from a lion that could eat me. Or worse yet, one who would put me to work on an awful mission like you two. I like doing things my way. I'm fine.
A ball of fire whizzed by. Trevor tucked back into his shell just as quickly as he had come out, and the two friends scampered to hide behind him.
Whoa!
Are you okay, Marty?
Yeah, sure. I'll be okay. I just slipped on this seaweed.
Annie gulped. The seaweed definitely wasn't there yesterday.
I guess we really are supposed to eat it. She thought to herself.
Sorry, man, that stuff can be slippery. And besides, how do I even know this Mr. Lion guy is real? And if he is, if I go on a hunt for him, I'll be exposed to all this battle you're talking about. The arrows and fireballs.
Don't forget the coconuts.
Annie elbowed Marty in the ribs. Marty searched his brain for an answer to Trevor.
Well, we came back to help you, even though you were not very nice to us yesterday. Doesn't that show you that he is real? Why would we put ourselves in danger again if we weren't truly concerned about you and knew he could help?
I don't know. I think you're making all this up so you can have a fun game to play. You know, mess with the turtle? Are you hoping I'll leave my shell and you can have it for your protection? Just so you know, turtles can't actually leave the shell. It's part of our bodies.
Annie looked at Marty, unsure what to say, and frowned at Trevor's disbelief. She looked at the seaweed, and with a grimace, picked it up with her beak as another fireball flew by on the opposite side of Trevor.
Here, Marty,
she whispered. He grimaced too, but they both took a bite.
Huh?
Trevor poked his head out of the shell again. His eyes nearly popped out of his head.
Naked thing! Pretty birdie! You're giant!
They were just as astonished as Trevor, and twice his height now.
Mr. Lion told us to eat the seaweed this morning, and when we did, this is what happened. He didn't sound convinced about Mr. Lion or the seaweed. But he couldn't deny that these two visitors had just changed massively before his eyes.
Annie caught a note of awe in his tone and wondered if something was beginning to change inside of him.
Trevor, you've got to meet Mr. Lion. At least then you can decide if you want to follow him or not, once you've met him.
They stood patiently and waited for a response for quite some time.
Nah, I'm good. The only way I'm going is if someone kicks me out of here,
he said as he ducked his head back into his shell.
Marty! That's it!
Annie's giant body began hovering over Trevor, too excited to stay on the ground.
You can slide him to Mr. Lion by kicking his shell! We're giant now, and if you give him a little kick, I bet he'll slide along the ground! And you're right! Once he meets Mr. Lion, he'll see!
Brilliant, Annie!
Mr. Lion?
Marty quieted himself for a moment.
Is this why you made us giant? To slide Trevor to meet you?
They both felt a sense of peace inside. They felt like Mr. Lion was smiling down upon them, giving his approval.
Let's do it! But we've got to be extra careful now. We're huge. A lot bigger target for the enemy to hit. How about this? I'll protect you guys from the enemy from above while you slide Trevor.
What's going on here?
Trevor protested after sliding on his belly a handful of times.
If you don't want to walk to meet Mr. Lion, we're going to slide you there.
You two just don't take no for an answer, do you?
Not when we're on mission.
And have important work for Mr. Lion to complete.
I'm staying in. You guys do whatever makes you happy.
Annie's beak hung open as she flew above. She could hardly believe Trevor wasn't going to stop them.
Which way do you think Mr. Lion is, Annie?
I don't know. I'll ask him. You keep sliding.
Okay, will do. Annie, are you okay? What happened?
I got hit by the enemy.
But I thought Mr. Lion protected us with invisible shields. Annie, I'm so sorry.
I guess he doesn't always.
What do we do now? Annie, what do I do?
Can you help me get over to that tree for protection? And then ask Mr. Lion.
It took all of Marty's strength to pick up his now giant friend from the ground and carry her to the tree. Then it took even more strength to stop worrying long enough to be still and listen for Mr. Lion's direction.
I've got Annie. I'm still protecting her. This is all part of the mission. Trust me. And bring Trevor to me at the top of the hill.
He heard Mr. Lion's voice inside of him saying,
But I can't,
Marty said aloud.
Can't what? If Mr. Lion told you to do something, Marty, you can.
He said to leave you here and to take Trevor to meet him. This is somehow a part of our mission and we can trust him.
I believe him, Marty. Do what he says. I know he'll take care of me. I know it.
Are we there yet?
Trevor noticed he had not slid any further for several minutes and peeked his head out of the shell.
Oh no! What happened to Birdie?
Annie got hit by an arrow while she was trying to protect us.
Oh no! So your big tough lion friend can't protect you after all, huh?
Stop it, Trevor. He sure can. And if he chose not to use his invisible shield to protect Annie, there's a reason. He said he'll take care of her. But I've got to get you to meet him and make sure he knows that Annie needs his help.
I still don't know about all this. But you and Annie are the only friends I've had in 20 years. I have to do something to help her. I'll come with you to get Mr. Lion to help.
Marty looked sadly at Annie.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, do what he says. He promised to protect us. I know he will, even when it doesn't look like we thought it would.
Giant Marty held Annie's wing with his paw and with tears in his eyes said goodbye.
Come on, Trevor. We've got to hurry up that hill.
Marty?
Marty stopped and turned back toward Annie. With all the strength she could muster, she gave a battle cry.
Team Humming Mole Rat!
with new courage to fight for his teammate and a new resolve to trust the voice of Mr. Lion inside of him, Marty ran as fast as his legs would take him. Trevor, amazingly for a turtle who hadn't moved in 20 years, managed to keep up. Arrows and fireballs darted this way and that. The attack was thicker the closer they got to the top of the hill, as if the enemy didn't want them to reach their goal. Their bodies tired, but they pressed on.
How much further?
We're getting close. We've just got to make it up that...
Marty! Trevor! Marty! Wait for me!
Huh? Annie?
Marty spun around and started running the opposite direction, dodging arrows.
Annie! Annie, you're okay! Are you okay? How are you flying?
Marty, he came!
Annie zoomed up to Marty, almost passing him by, and pointed to a hole in a giant tree that they could hide in for protection from the arrows.
Mr. Lion! He came to take care of me! Look, my wing! It's completely healed! He protected me and healed me!
Trevor joined them inside the trunk of the hollow tree.
What?
Mr. Lion found me by the tree right after you left. He licked his paw and touched the place under my wing where I was hit by the arrow. This warm, amazing feeling came over me, and instantly I was all better. He healed me, Trevor.
Oh, Annie!
Marty looked at the healed wing, then picked Annie up and spun her around.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Me too.
Trevor stuck his neck in between the two, admiring her wing.
Mr. Lion really heal you?
Sure did. How else could I have flown all the way to catch up with you guys?
Y'all were running so fast, I thought your shell might fall off.
Well.
Ah! Watch out, Trevor!
A fireball shot toward the opening of the tree where Trevor stood. He ducked quickly into his shell just as another one came from the opposite direction.
Guys, we've got to get out of here. Mr. Lion said to meet him at the top of the hill, right? We're almost there. I know he will protect us.
Annie froze in shock and disbelief.
Come on, Annie. You heard the turtle.
They dodged fireballs, arrows, and flying coconuts all at the same time. As the three animals reached the last plateau, they could see Mr. Lion in the distance.
He is real.
Marty and Annie both resisted the urge to say, "I told you so." Their hearts overflowed with joy at the sight of Mr. Lion, but maybe more so at the way they could see he was changing their new friend Trevor. Mr. Lion smiled at Marty and then at Annie, then looked at their new friend Trevor.
Trevor, dear friend.
Mr. Lion, sir?
Trevor said, trembling.
Thank you for coming.
Mr. Lion gently laid down on the ground, showing Trevor that he could be trusted to not destroy him in one bite.
Well, I didn't want... I mean, I was afraid. I didn't believe they were telling me... I thought I was safe. Mr. Lion, sir, can I start over, please?
Yes, Trevor.
Mr. Lion, sir, now I see the battle around me, and I can see that you are real. Annie and Marty here, well, they came to my rescue when I didn't think I needed rescuing. They didn't give up on me one bit. Then Annie got hurt, and you magically healed her. Now, I think I've seen it all, sir. I do believe you're real. It seems silly to say now that I'm standing here looking at you. But I just have one question, sir.
Yes, Trevor. You can ask it. It's safe.
Why aren't you eating me? I don't deserve any of your kindness.
He looked at Annie and Marty, who were standing one on either side of him, facing Mr. Lion. Their faces were full of so much joy. It looked like they could explode with happiness any minute.
Marty looked around, noticing for the first time since they arrived that there were no more enemies attacking.
That is true. You don't deserve that. And you're right. I could eat you, shell and all. But I haven't, and I won't, because I love you. And I have a plan for your life, if you want to truly live.
Oh, do I ever?
There are some costs you must count first, son.
Okay, anything. What is it?
I'm not going to take you out of this battle.
Oh?
No, I have purpose in this battle, for you, and for others. Instead, I'll equip you to fight it.
Trevor looked down, unsure what he thought of this new news.
And I promise to always protect you, just like I did Annie and Marty. It will be the most adventurous, heroic mission of your entire life, if you choose to accept it.
Okay, I'm in!
There's just one more thing.
Trevor stood tall, staring into Mr. Lion's eyes.
Your shell. I need it.
Oh, Mr. Lion, sir, I don't think that's possible. Shells are part of turtles' bodies. You can't live without them. And even if we could live without them, how would I be protected? I'm sorry, sir. I can't give up my shell.
It's your choice, Trevor. But if you choose to follow me, to head out into this battle I've prepared for you and you for, you've got to let go of your shell and let me have it.
It seemed like an eternity. The three animals stood there silently in front of Mr. Lion. Trevor had only two options. Turn and walk away, or give Mr. Lion his shell.
Mr. Lion, my shell is the only thing I've ever trusted in.
I know.
It's kept me safe.
So it seems, yes.
But I can't go back to playing solitaire in my shell down by the sea again. What you have, even though it seems more dangerous, is real life. And that is what I want. My shell, sir, is yours.
As if Mr. Lion knew that Trevor's declaration was truer than life itself, he stood to his hind legs and roared. He returned to all fours and placed a paw upon Trevor's shell. As he did, it twinkled and then disappeared.
I'm naked,
squealed Trevor.
No, Sir Trevor the Brave. Now you're truly clothed. Clothed with my protection.
As if to demonstrate what Mr. Lion meant, a dart and fireball both approached Trevor's shellless body, halted, and then started moving the opposite direction.
An invisible shell, the repelling kind.
Mr. Lion smiled.
Wow, that's amazing. For me? Really?
Yes, it's a shield of faith, reserved for those who put their trust in me, just as you have. With it, nothing will be able to get to you without my permission. And for each of you, weapons to fight this battle.
Marty wanted to jump up and down. The excitement for this mission was almost more than he could take. Instead, in the solemnness of the moment, he stood perfectly still and allowed only his eyes to dance, ready to receive whatever gift and mission Mr. Lion had for him.
Marty, for you, a spear.
Mr. Lion handed Marty a spear just his size.
Annie, for you, a bow and arrows. As you fly, you will defeat many enemies.
He placed the specially made bow around her middle and fastened it onto her wings, placing the bowstring in her beak.
And Trevor, this is usually reserved for dragons, but I know you too will use it well. I give you fire.
Trevor looked away and opened his mouth.
Wow! Thank you, Mr. Lion. I promise to use it well.
And for each of you, a brave, deafening roar like my own. The battle for Trevor has been won, and I send you out again, this time to defeat the enemy in this game. Upon your victory, which I promise to provide for you.
He paused to look into each of their eyes.
Marty and Annie, you will return to your world. And Trevor, there are many more missions here for you. Missions to lead others to me. I will share more with you about those in time.
Yes, sir.
They all whispered in unison.
Now go. And remember, I'm always with you, protecting you outside and guiding you inside. Just ask for help, then be still and listen for my wisdom.
Team Humming Mole Rat Turtle!
Trevor shouted a new battle cry.
Team Humming Mole Rat Turtle!
They echoed with a roar and headed together into battle.
Wow, Annie. I've never...
Marty's voice trailed off.
Me either. That was amazing.
Annie pretended that she still wore her bow and arrow and pulled at an invisible bowstring with her beak. Their bodies had returned to their normal small sizes, but the excitement inside of them stayed larger than life.
I can't believe we defeated all of the enemies. Even those cranky monkeys throwing coconuts.
The invisible bowmen shooting arrows were the hardest. They took all we had.
More than we had, Annie. The fireballs, too. But with Mr. Lion's weapons.
And his voice inside.
We were victorious.
Yes, you were. Way to go, Team Humming Mole Rat Turtle.
Mr. Lion laughed as he joined the two friends back at the canyon's edge in their world.
And there's more adventure ahead when you continue following me.
I want nothing more.
Annie spoke confidently as she looked at Marty.
Same here. But what about Trevor? I already miss him.
Trevor is continuing his mission where I've sent him and doing a fantastic job.
Annie wasn't sure, but she thought she could see Mr. Lion's eyes glistening.
Soon many other animals will join him in following me.
He paused.
When the hardest of hearts and shells change, it makes the biggest impact on others.
Wow, that's amazing. Dare I ask, what's next for us then, sir?
Lots of adventure and more victories. Some might appear as defeat at first, but they're all victories when you obey. Follow me, friends. There's more I want to teach you as you embark on your next mission.
Mr. Lion said as he began walking. Annie and Marty followed closely beside, chattering with excitement.
Let me tell you something about battling on this new mission. It's different than the last. And I know, hard to believe, but even more exciting.
See, Miss Adventure? Following Mr. Lion has been so amazing.
It sure has.
And you were both so very brave.
Thank you. It's because Mr. Lion was with us.
Friends, there are so many things that God's Spirit, His Holy Spirit, has shown me about Himself as I've quieted myself down to listen to Him, as I've written the story. Did God show you anything from our story that reminds you of Him and His work in our lives? Maybe you can pause and talk about it with your family.
Oh, me, can I guess, Miss Adventure?
Sure.
Does God send you into video games to save turtles?
Good try, Marty. But no, he doesn't. But he does send us on mission. Jesus once said, and Matthew recorded it for us in the Bible, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So you must go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and you can be sure that I am always with you to the very end."
How do you make disciples? Are they tasty like candy? I made cotton candy once.
Oh, Marty, no, not candy. The word disciple is a big word. We don't use very much, though. A disciple is someone who follows someone else.
Oh, so me and Marty are Mr. Lion's disciples?
Disciples, yes, you got it. And as believers in Jesus, we're called to be disciples of him. We're called to follow him. Then he gives us a mission to lead others to follow him too. It was so fun to be used by Mr. Lion to call Trevor to follow him. There was no way we could have changed Trevor's mind about meeting Mr. Lion, and especially about giving up his shell to follow Mr. Lion without Mr. Lion doing something inside of Trevor. Yet, Mr. Lion still chose to give you two a special role in the mission to change Trevor.
Sure did. Team Humming Mole Rat Turtle! I still get excited about it.
Marty, what made you the most excited about your mission and adventure?
Well, I guess it was that Mr. Lion chose to use me and was with me, speaking to me when I would listen.
That's what I thought you would say. Did you hear something in the Bible verse I read that we can be sure of? Jesus said, "You can be sure that I am always with you to the very end." But as I tell you this story, I can't look over and shake Jesus' hand, can I? And as much as I'd love to give him a hug, he's not physically here. But do you know where he is? If he's anything like Mr. Lion, he must be inside of you, Misadventure. Is that true? Absolutely correct. Jesus isn't telling us that he will walk beside us physically, but that he will be with us through his Holy Spirit inside of us.
So he will speak to you if you're quiet and listen? And he will give you direction for what you should do?
Yes, sir, Marty. I've seen him do that every time I sit down to write a story. And when I'm at the grocery store sometimes and see someone who needs some encouragement. And when I don't know what I should say, if I ask him and listen, he'll give me the right words. God's Holy Spirit inside of me guides me on mission and makes my life a grand adventure. And that's not all. He promises to give those of us who choose to follow him comfort when we need it, and power to do what God wants us to do, even when we feel weak. He even prays for us when we don't know the right words to say.
My mind is blown!
Friends, if you've already chosen to follow Jesus and want to hear from God like Marty and Andy did from Mr. Lion, try being still and quiet and listening to his voice inside of you today. Then talk to an adult that knows Jesus about what you think he said to you. And if you haven't chosen to follow Jesus yet, know that he is calling you into a lifetime of adventure and mission. Following him is the most amazing thing you can do with your life. I hope you get to experience both following Jesus and hearing his Spirit speak to you this week. If you would like to share what this adventure has been like in your life, I would love to hear from you, friends. Until then, I'll see you next time. Bye-bye!